This is KCUR. This weekend, two of Kansas City's high school musical theater stars are on Broadway, competing against their peers from all over the country. Winners of the National High School Musical Theater Awards in New York City will take home scholarship money and a coveted Jimmy Award. KCUR's CJ Janovy explains how they got there.
It's the end of May, and a couple thousand kids and their friends and parents are at Starlight Theater for the Blue Star Awards, Kansas City's high school version of the Tonys. They got decked out in dramatic formal wear and walked down a red carpet. Now they're making acceptance speeches and performing bits of their shows.
Let your freak fly away. Let your freak fly away.
Tonight, there's a complication in the category of Best Lead Actress.
We are about to make Blue Star Awards history tonight. For the first time ever, we have a tie. That means we will have two winners announced.
The Blue Star Awards go to Maggie Marks and Peyton Osborne.
Maggie Marks of Shawnee Mission Northwest for her role as Audrey in Little Shop of Horrors, and Peyton Osborne of Winnetonka for her role as Daisy Hilton in Sideshow. The two graduating seniors shared the trophy, but only one could go to the Nationals in New York. So they broke the tie with a sing-off. Peyton Osborne went first.
And I am telling you, I'm not going. You're the best man I'll ever know. There's no way I can ever go.
Maggie Marks went second.
I thought home was all I'd ever want. My attic, all I'd ever need. Now nothing feels the way it was before. And I don't know how to proceed.
Marks won the sing-off. She would be going to New York with the winner for Best Actor in a Lead Role,
Austin Dowglish,
Shawnee Mission East.
I thought I was hearing the name wrong. I mean, I've gone to the awards every year, and you watch people, like, the spotlight hit them, like, the literal spotlight hit them, and they walk up, and it seems so nerve-wracking, and it was. So it was weird to be, like, in that position, have to go give a speech, and I was totally unprepared. It was just surreal.
Oh, my God. Never in a million years did I ever think that I would have been nominated for something as cool as a Blue Star Award. And never in 10 billion years I think I would win that award. So I am forever humbled to Blue Star, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Starlight for having this amazing program.
This amazing program isn't just a big party. Awards night caps a massive effort headed by Starlight's education team. The judges, or adjudicators, are musical theater professionals who watched musicals at nearly 50 metro high schools. They don't just decide winners. They provide detailed feedback on every aspect of a high school production. Here's Amy Reinert, director of Starlight's educational programs.
When we train our adjudication team, we train them that they are to offer not only the successes of what they saw in the given category, but also suggestions for ways that it could be improved. And so it's helping to hone those skills as the students grow.
This week, Austin Dowglish and Maggie Marks are on Broadway, taking voice and acting lessons from professional performers, choreographing a musical, and perfecting their solos to compete for the Jimmy against students from 27 cities.
All of these people are the top in their state.
That's daunting, but Maggie Marks says she's okay if she doesn't win.
So all of us are going to be there because we love being there, and we're going to have connections for the rest of our life, and that's what matters most is the experience and the love for the art that you have.
That and the experience they've already had.
As a freshman, I was cast in the first show, and so I was this like little scared freshman, and now, or I guess I graduated, but I was the theater president, and I was on the board for 2 years, kind of learned every aspect of our department and really stepped up and was in a lot of the shows. So it definitely was enriching both to get training on stage, but also like managerial and leadership, and I think helped with being a well-rounded applicant for schools and stuff.
This fall, Austin Dalglish heads to the University of Southern California, where he'll have a double major in communications and design and theater.
I've given you plant food and water to sip. I've given you potash. You've given me zip.
Maggie Marks already has a few professional theater jobs lined up in Kansas City. But if Marks or Dalglish wins a Jimmy, they might just stay on Broadway. Winners are announced on Monday night. CJ Janovy, KCUR News.
Now please.